So you were telling us a
Love
story.
Love Talk Radio.
That's not the only one.
Yeah, this is the Juice Radio Show right here. We are with Richard Zabun. Is that
Zabun?
Zabun. I just totally him. Somebody hand me an L, please. Thank
yeah.
you.
Get
thank
get
you.
Him.
Yeah.
Get him.
Zabun.
I gave him an L. Don't worry. Yeah. All
right. But anyways, let me get right into it because we don't have that much time. But
no.
So a story was
what...
I was walking from my house. I was going to the store. I was just walking to the store, and I was walking by Bama Pie. And so it was just random. Some dudes came out and they, you know, called me the N-word and everything. And then some dude pulled out nunchucks. And I didn't know, I promise, I didn't know how to, like, when the dude pulled out nunchucks, I was like, literally, what do I do in this moment? Because he was just, like, going at it. And I don't know how to fight nunchucks. So I was like, you know, and I started running a little bit. And so eventually when I was running, because it was two dudes and they were chasing me, and I was like, I can't win this fight because nunchucks is like, what do I do?
Bro.
So I started running.
Nunchucks,
so the dude,
bro?
It was wooden nunchucks, and the dude hit me on top of the head. And I was like, oh, man, it hurts so bad. And so they ended up, like, punching me and stuff like that. And so that was my first real encounter. You know, I've had times when the churches came to our community and we went to go paint houses and stuff like that. But the time when somebody beat you with nunchucks, like, that's totally different. It's like I had anger in my heart towards white people because it was like I didn't say nothing to nobody. I was just walking to the store. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Not pie. I was going to the store, but I probably was going to get one of them moon pies. But that was my encounter. So it's like, and then I had nobody to talk to. I went home and my mom was like, some dude jumped me and hit my head. And my mom didn't really talk to me about, you know, racism and other things like that. Mm-hmm. So I had to deal with racism and grow up in that and, like, look at white people totally different. Like, man, you could potentially jump me. You know what I'm saying? And I always think that. And so I carried that with me even as an adult. You know what I'm saying? And things will happen. You know, my prayer is that it doesn't, but things will happen to the Juice. And certain people will say certain things, you know what I'm saying, or do certain things. Like, that's just unnecessary. So
I'm going to go ahead and the best thing that I can say about that is that it's like I've done a lot of criminal stuff. You know what I mean? I've done criminal stuff, but I don't want what I've done to paint a bad picture on all black people, all black men. You know what I mean? And so in the situation of what happened to you, those two individuals were those two individuals.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So not to paint a bad picture on all, because there's white people currently right now in your life that, you know what I mean, that you're friends with, that you love, and you know what I mean? And so, and I know it took some time to get to a point where you can even talk to them and really trust people.
Yeah.
And so that's one thing, because I always, you know, reflect stuff back on me, and I look at the inside of who I am and where I've been and what I've done, and I've done some things that are unpleasant to people and that to look at. They'll be like, oh, no, that's bad, but you know what I mean? Should they judge you because of what I did, because we're both black men, and so now they're going to be like, oh, they're scared of you, they're scared of everybody else around us.
Yeah.
No, that's not, you know what I mean? And so it's hard, though, because it's a personal level happening to you personally.
Right. So, Juice, do y'all have, like, white friends at the school? Do y'all, like, go around, like, hey, Jimmy, what's up? Like,
I got a
y'all
lot of white
sit down
friends.
With lunch with them?
I mean,
cool with everybody.
Yeah, I communicate
with
everybody, but
I'm
then
cool
again, it's
everybody.
Like some of them, when you try to communicate with them, they're like, what are you doing? Like,
everybody
has
their
own friend group. So, it's not just, like, because you white, you got your own friend group. It's just whoever...
Who the people with similar interests.
Yeah, I mean,
similar
whoever
interests.
I'm cool with you. I'm
there you go. Yeah. Yeah. But then those people that look at you like Jay Boogie said, like, what are you, like, they all look around at each other like, who is this guy?
He was probably trying to talk to the gothic kids, knowing that's not his lane. Saying,
you know, really don't know all my friends are dead.
All my friends are dead.
Leave me alone.
That was really on it.
He said, leave me alone.
Leave me alone.
Fly away, young raven, fly away. They start quoting some poem or something. You're like,
got
whoa, what
the
is this?
Raven.
The raven came and he swooped down and got it. Like, all right, never mind.
Okay.
I was going to ask you for
a
good
day. My bad. I was just
going
to ask how you doing today.
Right.
Good. You cool.
So, Tickums, do you have any white friends at all?
I kind of have to have. I mean, it's a lot. It's a lot. But do I sit with them at lunch? No, because no. What they do is quite filthy. And
yeah.
I'm not saying that the whole white people just do that, but
yeah.
My white friends do.
Yeah.
What do
yeah.
they do? What are you talking about?
Okay, well, when you're mixing and sharing foods, I don't do that.
Oh,
I don't want them picking off my food. I seen a boy grab a bottle out the trash and pour some milk in there. I don't want that milk.
Oh, yeah.
He was like, you want some cereal? I was like, nah, bro, I'm good.
Yeah.
Like,
Well, I don't think that's a white thing. I think that's just
I'm not saying it's a white thing. I'm just saying my white friend
did
that. And it was kind of...
Indy, do you have any white friends? Any?
I have one.
One? Okay. So,
only one.
So tell us about that one.
Well, to be strictly clear, she acts more black, but she's not really into black guys like that. I'm talking about Abby.
Abby.
Oh.
That's my girl. Shout out to Abby. AAA. She went to a different school, so you know.
Oh.
Now I don't have any white friends. So
okay.
All my friends are dead.
Marquisha, do you have any friends that are white?
Yeah, she's
at all?
Get on the
Oh
my goodness.
So do you
I'm
have,
sorry, I'm into white guys.
You are?
Okay.
Get off the
cool.
bike.
That's
get
cool.
off the bike.
No, let's talk more about that.
We're done.
No. Let's talk more about that. Marquisha, let's talk about you being into white guys, because that's something. Yeah, just real quick, that's something that. Yeah.
I don't know. It's just like ever since I was younger, I've just been drawn more to Caucasian guys than black.
Yeah.
My mom makes fun of me because of it.
Because
she's like, you need to bring somebody colored home.
Yeah.
Now, is that because of TV and what you're seeing? Wait, I have a question though. Is that because of TV and what you're seeing and like what everything is showing you, like in magazines or everything, or is that just because you prefer white guys? Like, is that what you just picked?
No, that's just what I picked. Like, I actually don't know. It's just something I've ever been drawn for. Yeah, because I was smaller. Like, I don't know.
Hair go
She likes when they go like this.
She likes little flippy boys.
On
their
skateboards.
You know, I think Young Jock tried to do his hair like that.
Yeah, that was...
The pompadour. No, he did the pompadour with it going up. It was going up. He did the Bruno Mars thing, you know.
Okay.
That was not working. That perm was flat. It was off. That perm was missing.
Living it
up,
you only live once,
So,
no comment towards that.
And so let's talk about love. That'll be our last topic, but let's talk about love.
I think we need a different topic.
Let's
talk about this Kyrie trade.
No.
Let's talk about love.
We'll talk about like interracial love, and then we're going to get on the Kyrie.
Got to get on this Kyrie trade.
Okay, so interracial love. That is something that you continue to, you know, you share and promote with other people is about interracial people that are interracial relationships. You know, how do you feel about that?
Yeah, I post that on Racism Stinks. Love has no color, because it's just an expression of humanism, you know, of being a human, and you love who you love. I can't force somebody to like this girl. She loves white males.
Mm-hmm.
She loves
white male
men. You know, she loves white men.
Caucasian
like
male.
She likes
young,
white guys.
Young,
white
young, guy. Young guy. Maybe not the men, because she's how old are you?
18.
Oh wow.
Yeah, 18? So they're men now.
Are you registered to vote? Okay.
Young. Are you registered
young
to vote?
Let's stay on topic.
So she likes. That's what she likes. That's her preference. You know, there's certain. Don't listen to that guy. But there's certain leaders who are doing the same type of work about, and they say things that are kind of divisive. Like, it's not going to bring people together. Like, if she wants to be a part of Racism Stinks or the movement or anything's going on, you know, she's fine. Her boyfriend, husband, whoever, if he's white, he'll be fine to join. But there's certain organizations that say if you are with a person who is not black, you're not allowed to bring that person with you to the function. And so we're going to exclude her husband and her boyfriend or whoever. And then she in turn is going to be like, okay, is she going to come with us to this group, or is she going to stay at home? If she comes, and when she comes back, there's going to be conflict in the home.
Yeah.
Okay. I couldn't go, but you left. So that's a division. And that's,
right.
we're all people, man. We all bleed red, you know, mm-hmm. and so
yeah.
we got to work together. Mm-hmm. I don't care how racist cool. you are when you're on that deathbed and you need a blood transfusion.
Yeah, yeah. You don't care who.
They tell you.
I clean blue, bro.
She clean.
She crip. You said blue, though.
Yeah.
You didn't see she put the
I said clue. I clean clue.
You clean clue?
I was just playing, y'all. Don't take me serious. I ain't no gang.
She was crip walking when she won Jenga that one
time.
She was crip walking.
Right, right.
Oh, man. That's another thing we're going to discuss on our next video.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, because we're working on that, too, on that gang banging and all that stuff that's holding us back as,
you know,
as a unit, as one, as man. Black love, black people. So,
you know, I got them Nerf guns on deck for anybody that want this action.
If you
want
to run that fade.
Want this action. You know, I got my super sucker with me.
All right, so we got to ask this question. Are you a basketball fan at all, Richard?
I was more when we were younger, and I thought I was going to be 6'5 and go to the NBA. You know what I mean? I was more into it, but I stopped at 5'10. I'm 5'10. I wear 10.5.
Okay.
And I'll dunk on Willie Will.
Can you even grab room?
Wait till we get to the court.
So, answer this. How do you feel about the Kyrie Irving and Isaiah Thomas trade? Do you feel good about that?
Jay Crowder, first round pick.
Yeah.
So, Irving went to Boston?
Yeah, he went to Boston.
Well, I was a Boston fan when I was real young, so, you know,
I mean, you can't talk
good.
The game.
I'm not happy the fact that, Lakers not. The only Laker jersey I would ever wear would be Robert Horry, ever.
Okay.
I would never wear none of them.
Not Kobe, not Kareem,
not Kobe. I'd hang.
You have to rock Kobe because he got my last name.
I'd hang Kareem's on the wall, give him that respect.
Not Kobe, though? Kobe don't get no respect?
Kobe gets a handshake. I mean...
You can't disrespect the Black Mamba like that.
I ain't tripping that you just don't like the Lakers,
like
but we ain't going to do them dirty like that, okay?
You can't disrespect them legends like that.
You talking to the number one fan. We ain't going to do them dirty like that.
Listen here, man.
I think Gabe might be
they,
number
you know,
one.
I was
I think
a fan.
The one in the Lakers game.
Yeah,
might
I was
be the number
a fan
one.
Of the underdogs. You know what I mean? When it was happening, when I was young watching them, they were just like, you got 5 superstars on the team at all times. It's like, it's not fair.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
When Jordan was winning, doing his thing, I was going for Karl Malone to win one so he could at least feel like he did something in his life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like,
did something.
Yeah, man. Instead of delivering the mail,
and you said that, and Gabe is here, and he has like all Lakers.
He's wearing all
Lakers to the socks. Lakers to the socks, man.
Bro. I'm not a Lakers.
You said Kobe gets a handshake.
I mean, look, I met Magic Johnson. Shook
yeah,
the
he
man,
did.
Got
he
his
did.
Autograph.
But
you're not hanging.
And I told him, I'm like, man, I was a Celtics fan.
Oh my God.
He was like, hey, that's all right, young man. That's good. Florida. We was in Tampa. He was a keynote speaker, man. And he told us Magic said, over deliver. Whatever you do in life, over deliver.
Mm.
Always go 10 times as hard. If they want you to make whatever it is, make it times 10. You know what I mean? Over deliver, and you can't lose. Magic Johnson, if you fly on Delta Airlines, you get some peanuts, you're eating Magic Johnson peanuts. You ain't even know it.
Really?
Yeah. He's like, he got 40 businesses, and he is doing well.
He's doing great.
So I love Magic as an inspiration for business and as a leader and all of those things, you know what I mean? And leading the team and what he did in Michigan before he went to,
them Lakers. LA.
LA.
Nice, them Lakers
NBA,
be nice.
the greatest team ever.
Hey, them Lakers going to be nice. Like 2018, they're going to be real nice.
Yeah. Thunder up, folks.
Yeah.
Paul George, Lee. Already committed to the Lakers, 2018.
Didn't we get in LeBron? Come on.
And y'all
can't miss
LeBron. LeBron already talked about that's his home. But, you know, we're going to talk about this next week. We got to have a sports conversation, sports and music. But sports there, shout out to y'all. We had fun today. We had a lot of juice spill, you know, a lot of inspirational stuff out here.
The juice is loose.
A lot of arguments.
That's our new motto, man. We're going to take it.
We want the juice. I'm going, we want the juice.
We want the juice.
We want
the juice. We're going to take that, too.
Yeah.
So we appreciate you guys. We appreciate Ashley Phillipson for joining us on the show, and also Richard Taboon
Oh my God.
No.
We don't get rid of this.
Zabon. Zabon. Like,
oh my God. Just call me. Just call me Baxter.
Baxter. Okay.
Thank you. Make sure y'all listen to Bobby's show. And we have fun. We'll see y'all.
The grade is out.
Bye bye, baby.
See y'all next week.
God bless y'all, man. Have a blessed
night.
Here,
man. Hey, I don't want to hold this for you.
Like
more,
that.
Okay,
man.
Okay. For anybody to leave,
clean up.
Straighten up.
Yes.
You need to the trash and all of that. We got pizza boxes and all kinds of stuff.